welcome to another episode of Grow with Matilda. I know I kept you guys waiting, and I should be spanked. I should be really, really spanked. I'm so sorry. I had things that I had to fix. I had things that I had to put in place. But here we are. Here we are. Here we are. We are here. God is here. So here is Oli. If you've not listened to my podcast on Here is Oli, please go and do that now. I remember the last episode was on weight, and I had you guys indeed wait. I'm so sorry, guys. How was the period of waiting? How did you feel? I'm so sorry. I know so many people reached out. Matilda, when's the next one now? Matilda, what's happening now? I'm here. Matilda is here, okay? Yeah, so immediately I finished recording the last... Oh, before I continue, you might hear... in the background, you might hear bike noises, you might hear different sounds in the background. I'm so sorry, I'm not where it's so quiet. I'm in the trenches right now. Anyway, let's continue. So immediately I finished recording my last podcast, the Lord told me the title of the next one. I did not know it until I was done recording. I mean, done scribbling it down. And I wrote test and testimony. I told him it was fine, but that, I mean, okay, so if you're asking me to talk about test and testimony, first, I liked the word play. I like the fact that, you know, I like rhyming words, okay? So that made sense to me. I'm going to try to make this podcast as short as possible. So help me God, amen. Anyway, I don't have any testimony in my life. Why are you asking me to talk about testimony? And plus, you know that I hate testimony time. So, quick background, I don't like testimony time. I feel like testimony time in church was a time when people had the opportunity to just boast, to show off, to talk about things that are non-existent, and also to test their writing skills, their imaginative skills. Oh, so the car, we're going, and this happened, and then the car somersaulted 20 times, and then I just came and bam, nothing happened to me, you know, praise the Lord. And it pisses me off, like, what the heck are you talking about here? Like, what are you talking about? Who was counting? And also, some people say, so I was just doing going, and then I had, my head was pinning me, and I just put my hand on my head, bam, blood of Jesus. And then it just was a turn off for me each time, because I always hissed, okay? Because I'm like, what are you guys trying to achieve here? Who are you guys trying to, I don't know. Some people say, I don't know. It just, testimony time was really weird. So doing this, and then the fact that my grandpa taught us when we were growing up that, why does it feel like my voice is shaking? I don't know. I'm not scared now. What's happening? And then the fact that my grandpa taught us that, you know, it's not right to blow your trumpet when things are going well for you. Fiyin coffee bowl. So that energy, like, don't talk about it. Don't tell people about it. Don't share your success story. When you get a job, keep quiet. When you graduate from school, keep quiet about it. When you're doing this and that, don't tell people about it. But now God is saying, I want you to testify. Let's do this. So last year, I met a particular woman, Mama J. I met her, and we used to go to work together. I used to ride in a car, sit in the front, like, okay. Yeah, so she was always listening to Apostle Selman. I know a lot of people know him. She was always listening to his sermon. Okay, so background story, I stopped going to church for about 4 years because I was deep in sin. Initially, I felt I was conscious of the fact that I was not going to church, and I was bothered about how God felt. I was bothered about lifting holy hands, actually lifting filthy hands, and singing praises to God with my dirty mouth. I don't even understand what I'm talking about. So I felt like, guy, who are you kidding? Who are you kidding? What? There's really no need. And a lot of times I felt like my prayer would go up like this to get to the ceiling, to just drop back, bam. I felt filthy because I felt like God did not like me because I was having sex. Yes, that's the part of my testimony. Is okay, so I'm going to be hot means humble, open and transparent. So I felt like God did not like me, and God, you know, the Bible, your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit, and then that the Holy Spirit was no longer residing in me, and that, you know, different things. Basically I just had different things in my mind. And so this woman helped me. She did not exactly verbalize. Yes, she talked a few times, you know. She talked to me about God. Initially I was like, maybe this woman to walk like this, like, please, I beg, can we just move? But then she kept planting the seed. I feel like God orchestrated that, really. Anyway, so I started listening to her, because she'd be listening to her own, so that she'd be singing praise and worship in the car. And till now, because I was out for a long time, I don't know so many worship songs. I don't know so many things about, do you understand? So she'd be listening to all those things. I mean, I'll not know them, and I'll just be there. So I'll just plug my earpiece and mute, and I'll go on YouTube and and watch videos. So the first one that I saw was, I'm telling you, was Transformation Church, Pastor Mike. And after one particular sermon, he talked about how God brought me out of these. I used to be a liar, I used to be a cheat, I used to these, and he saved me from my addiction to pornography, he saved me from my addiction to masturbation. And I was like, hold up, guy, what are you talking about here? Like, why are you talking about these things? Like, you're a pastor, for crying out loud, you're not supposed to be talking about things like this. Do you understand what you're doing to the people? Do you understand? Like, you're not supposed to be a sinner. A pastor should not sin. A pastor should not, even if you sin, even if all of those things happened, you're not supposed to be talking about it. So really, come on, what are you doing here? And yeah, that's the part of, you know, the fact that I did not like testimonies. And I felt like, because there was actually a time that I was robbed in school, and honestly God saved me. And I was supposed, they called testimony time, if you have testimony, come out. I did not, because I was like, who am I trying to like boast to? Yes, God has done it. I've said thank you to God. I did not understand the fact that testimony is actually a way of proclaiming God's goodness. Testimony time is us showing other people that God works wonders. They say something about I tap into this. Actually, it works. It works. I've seen it happen. Let me just continue my story. So I was like, but then the Lord told me that I did this for Michael, I can do it for Matilda. And I was like, oh, I see the relation now. Like, it makes sense now. So I had to first be intentional about trying to change. Okay, I told myself, okay, so I'm not going to do this again. Then Mama J, thank you so much. I mean, thank you for coming to my life, really. I had to open up to her, like, okay, Ma, this is what I did, this is what I have done. And she first sounded like, you know, the typical Nigerian mother. Ah, Matilda, no, dear. But then I feel like the Lord was able to like minister to her. I don't know, because when she first was like, no, you should not be having sex, you I was like, oh my gosh, why did I even tell this woman this thing? And she was like, you know, then she now, you know, calmed down, and she was like, your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit, you should honor God with your body, you should this, you should that, a believer, you know. She did all of that, and it made sense to me later. Okay, so I also had to be intentional by having an accountability partner. Now, accountability means you're telling on yourself before you're found out. It's not that, oh, Marcella, what did you do today? I'm sorry, I did this. No, you're going to the person and you're telling the person, hi, Shilagwade, I did this. I'm sorry. Well, I don't know if I'm sorry right now. I don't feel sorry about what I did because it felt good. It felt comfortable when I did it. But then I know at the back of my mind that it is wrong. And then you guys talk about it. Do you know, that is accountability. Or another time, I had this thought. I feel like doing this. I know it is wrong. Please pray for me. Please help me. I feel this. Do you understand? That is accountability. I also, that was the first step for me. Then what I started doing was I stopped myself. Like, I totally stopped myself from watching movies or videos that had sins as harmless, air quotes, harmless as a kiss. It was first weird, like, my baby, I'm not a baby, I'm over 18 years old, I'm over 20, you know. I mean, come on, I mean, it's just kiss, it's just touch, it's just smudge. And but these things deposit things inside of us. They see, when I was watching porn, guy, I could direct a whole movie of sex, like a sex movie. Do you understand? That was how ingrained thing was inside of me. Do you understand? Like, I was like, oh, what's kiss, what's hug, what's all of these things compared to what I have done and what I have seen in my life. Do you understand? And you know, it also made me feel like, you know, those times when our parents would be like, close your eyes. You know, now this is not to say that ever since I have not missed the mark. This is not to say that ever since I have not sinned, I have not stumbled, I have not made mistakes. But this is just me being grateful to God for saving me from watching porn multiple times, for being someone that watched porn multiple times daily. Now, it's not multiple times, like multiple times in one day, daily. Do you get it? Yeah. So I moved from that to now. I don't even remember the last time I watched it. And that's the truth. Now, like, the old me will be like, well, that's nothing. But right now, I'm telling you that it is a testimony. It is a freaking testimony because, guy, what? Okay, so, I mean, this is me just being grateful to God. And also, I'm thankful to God that He has helped me stay resolute to my decision of honoring Him with my body. It's not been easy. Trust me, it's not been easy. The feelings, the hormones, you know, they keep raging every time, and I have been able to put my flesh under. It's not easy. Imagine meeting someone you really love or someone you really like, and you want to, you know, express. You want to have bodily expressions. And I think the testimony here for me is the fact that I now have a consciousness of the fact that my body is not mine. My body is not even for my future husband. Like, that's not what I'm thinking about right now. It is the fact that my body is God's, and the Holy Spirit resides in me. My body is the temple of the Holy Spirit, and I cannot use my body anyhow. I cannot release my body to just anybody. Do you understand? Okay, so there is this illustration that comes to mind a number of times, that if you're coming from work and it's just your books and maybe your Nokia Palasa phone, you can carry the bag anyhow and not really care, you know, about Oshodi boys collecting your bag. Now imagine your boss gives you gold to keep inside your bag, and you're coming from work, guy. I'm sure you're not even past Oshodi. I'm sure you will not even take bike or anything. You're going to order maybe Bolt, Uber, something, just to protect what is inside it. That is how I view myself now. That's how I view my body now. What I have inside of me is not something that can be shared anyhow. That can just. You understand exactly. So that's my testimony, and the fact that I resigned from my job in December, and it felt like the most stupid decision because I moved from earning to nothing, and people were like, my friends were like, well, the people I told, because I did not, like I told you, I don't exactly blow my trumpet like that. like, Matilda, are you okay? Why would you do that? Blah, 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 blah. But the truth is, God has shown up in the most crazy way. Like, from someone saying, oh, I'm owing you. So that you not owe me, guy. You know, I think I owe you. I think I need to do this. Matilda, can you do this? And I'm going to pay you this amount of money. And, guy, God is faithful, and I'm here to share his faithfulness. And then a friend of mine that has chosen to remain anonymous blessed us, blessed Grow with Matilda with a podcast mic. I don't know if you guys can tell already, you guys can tell the difference, the quality of my voice, the sound of my voice. Thank you so, so much, anonymous. Okay, so we know that the enemy's perfect tool is condemnation. You know, in the midst of our testimonies, we have tests. The enemy would come and say, oh, you say you're not going to have sex, but you kissed somebody. You say you're not going to have sex, but you I don't, do you understand what I'm saying? So something I learned on Sunday is that the enemy gives us reasons time and time again to stay away from God. It tells us lies about ourselves and about who God is. It makes us believe that God is out to punish us. That, oh, Matilda, you kissed somebody, God is mad at you. God, you're back. I mean, what's the difference between kissing and even having sex? Do you understand? Like, it's the same thing, and God is mad at you. I felt that way and a couple of times, and I was like, oh my gosh, oh my gosh, oh my gosh. It makes us think that God punishes us rather than discipline us. At this point, it's important for us to note that sinning, let me how do I sound this out loud? Sinning is a symptom of our humanity, and God knows that we'll sin. He knows we'll miss the mark time and time again. That's why even when Jesus Christ told Peter, you know, Peter is the disciple that Jesus loves, and he told him, you're going to deny me three times. And Peter was like, guy, I've got you. I can't do that. I'm not going to blah, 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 blah. And Peter denied my guy three times. Do you understand? Peter denied Jesus Christ three times. And Jesus Christ looked at him the third time. And was like, oh my God. And then he went away. He started crying and he moved away from God. From Jesus, rather. Now, when we mess up, he wants us to come to him and be like, oh my gosh, daddy, I'm so sorry, I messed up, daddy, you asked me not to do this and I've done it. That, do you understand? Like, he wants us to come to him when we mess up. He doesn't want us to walk away from him. You know, so there was a time that I had a recent engagement somewhere that required me, why am I stuttering? That required me to not go to church for 4 weeks. And guy, I was streaming service. I knew that I was just uneasy inside of me. Now the testimony here is that there was a time that I did not go to church for 4 years, and I did not even feel like I was missing anything. I didn't feel nothing. It was just normal for me. Do you understand? And then I missed church for 4 weeks and I was uneasy. It might not mean so, it might not even sound like anything to you, but that is my testimony. That is my Matilda's testimony. Okay? It's easy to miss the point when you're about the appearance instead of the actual relationship. I remember some days ago, I lost my Bible plan streak. I had been doing this thing consistently for 7 weeks, and I missed one day, and I lost my streak, basically. I'm quite competitive. I like, oh, I'm doing better than this person. Oh, I'm doing this. Oh, this is, do you understand? Like, but I didn't stop because I lost my streak. It might, again, this thing does not make sense even to me sharing this, but it's when your commitment to your Bible plan streak is more or is greater than your commitment to the scriptures, then there is a problem. The fact that I continued regardless of the number of days that I lost, do you understand? just helped me realize that, okay, Matilda, I think we are making progress. I think we are indeed growing here. So, I mean, like I said about Peter, we'll definitely be confronted with tests of different variations. Test, what's this word? Temptations. Oh my gosh, temptations will come, you know, but God understands. Now, this is not to say that we are supposed to like abound in sin. I mean, to dwell in sin and ask that grace should abound. I said I was going to make this short. Now, God is the omniscient one. He knows everything. He already knows that we're going to mess up. He already knows that you will mess up. But then what did Peter do? He went back to what he used to do. He went farther away from Jesus. He failed to see. He relapsed. Yes, that's the word. He relapsed. He failed to see conviction and love. Instead, he saw condemnation and the lie from the enemy. You know, sometimes we think God no longer sees us the way he used to see us, and he now sees us as what we did. The fact that you are addicted to pornography does not mean you're a porn star. The fact that you do you understand? The fact that maybe you're addicted to sex does not mean you're a sex lord or something. So yes, you sin. The Lord sees you as a masterpiece, not as damaged goods. I want that to sink in. The Lord sees you as a masterpiece, not as your sin. Your sin is just a symptom of humanity. As long as we live inside our flesh, we are bound to sin. But then the grace of the Lord is there for us. When you leave God, I mean, as always, we always have a choice in front of us to keep hiding or to allow his love heal us. Now, the testimony is that even after Peter walked away from Jesus, you know, because he felt bad, because he felt condemned, okay? Jesus Christ in John 21:7 went to him and he said, "It is I, the Lord." The Lord still feasted with him after Peter denied him 3 times. Then, do you know, the crazy thing was, Jesus Christ asked Peter 3 times if he loved him. If I wasn't conscious of time, I would have played the whole thing. Like, so, just said, "Peter, do you love me?" And Peter said, "Oh yes, you know I do." Okay, so I think I'm doing it already. The first time, the second time, the third time, the Bible recorded that Peter felt hurt that Jesus Christ had to ask him 3 times. Now, Jesus Christ, or on Sunday, I came to understand that Jesus Christ kept asking Peter, or he asked him 3 times, not because he didn't know what the answer was, but because he needed Peter to be assured and reassured that, yes, you messed up 3 times, but my love is sufficient for you, even more than 3 times, 3 times and more. Do you understand? Like, it was more, it wasn't about information. It was just trying to teach us that there is no lie. There is no lie. There is no sin that cannot be replaced with love. And that is our testimony, guys. That is our testimony. I know you denied me 3 times, but I want to assure you. I want you to also assure me that you love me. And I want you to know that you're loved by me. There is love for every lie. What you feel right now, what you have felt before now, is conviction, not condemnation. The Bible in Romans 8 verse 1 up until verse 4, verse 1 says, "So now there is no condemnation for those who belong to Christ Jesus." As long as you're a believer, you're not condemned. You only feel, what you feel right now is just conviction, okay? And because you belong to him, the power of the life-giving spirit has freed you from the power of sin that leads to death. The law of Moses was unable to save us because of the weakness of our sinful nature. So God did what the law could not do. He sent his own son in a body like the bodies we sinners have. Okay, and in that body, God declared an end to sin's control over us by giving his son as a sacrifice for our sins. He did this so that the just requirements of the law would be fully satisfied for us who no longer follow our sinful nature, but instead follow the Spirit. Now that is our testimony. That is our testimony. Where sins abound, grace abounds much more. Where sins abound, where sin, in short, where sins abound, okay, grace abounds much more. God's love abounds much more. And then something really, really beautiful that I learned on Sunday is that, you know, this communion, you know, breaking of bread, Jesus said, this is my body that was, you know, blah 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 blah, do this as often. I kind of like, I'm trying to paraphrase right now. Now the way I understand it is that, so Jesus Christ had to look for something that we do every time, something as simple, as common, as regular as eating food. You know, he knows that we're going to eat food every time. It is a necessity. Okay, how about each time, every time you eat, every time you break, every time you cut yam, okay, to eat, remember that this it does not have to be in church. It does not have to be, you know. So I was an Anglican. My grandpa was an Anglican, and you know, when we are going to take communion, we would be so sober. You know, you have to put your hand somehow, your head somehow, and you know, don't talk, just be quiet, and you know, go to the vicar and collect it, the bread and the wine. It's not a ritual. it's remembrance of what Jesus Christ has done. So every time you feel condemned and you're eating, God, as I break this bread, I remember your body that was broken for me. God, as I drink this lacasera, I remember your blood that was shed for me on the cross of Calvary. Do you understand? Bible says, Jesus said, as often, do it as often in remembrance of me, as often as you can, something 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 in remembrance of me. We would definitely be tested, but God wants us to always replace whatever it is that we feel with his love. He wants us to replace the lie of the enemy with his love. Lord, we know that we would be tested in all facets of life. Please, Lord, help us replace every lie of the enemy with your love. We know that we've done it. We know that we did it. We know we are thinking of doing it, but we are not it. Give us a proper view of you so that when we see or feel your presence, help us to not confuse it with condemnation. Help us to not confuse conviction with condemnation. Help us to not confuse discipline with punishment. Help us to continually tell of your goodness to people around us through our lives, through our progression, not perfection. Many would come to a better knowledge of who you are. Thank you. We love you. I'll see you in the next episode. Bye.